Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hello and welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel, and on today's episode, we have Joel Bogus. He is a podcast and book launch expert. He's pretty much the guy that people call when they need a tested and proven plan to hit number one with their book or their show. And as a radio veteran and best-selling author, Joel knows the strategies and tactics that will help you and your message be seen, heard, and recognized. His podcast relaunch, named by Podcasters Paradise, most inspirational 2 years in a row, 2014 and 2015. He was mentioned in the Huffington Post as being one of the top five shows to tune into for inspiration, mentioned in Inc. as one of the top 20 business podcasts of 2015, and his latest book, Finding Your Voice, hit the number one spot on Amazon for success, happiness, and in the self-esteem categories. And he recently passed the 1 million listeners mark. Now, he's originally from San Antonio, Texas. Joel earned his undergraduate degree at Texas Tech University and an MBA from Emerson University and a master's in counseling. Joel, thank you so much for being here and welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap.
Stacy, this is going to be such a blast. I've been looking forward to being on this interview all day long. And just thank you so much for the invitation and congratulations on the success of Roadmap. Good job.
Yeah, thanks so much. Well, you know, I've had the help of Steven and his team over at Predictive ROI. So yeah. They know their stuff. And that's why I signed up with them. So they did.
You know why they know their stuff?
They got it from you.
Yeah. Love Steven and love what he's doing with Onward Nation. And yeah. The fact that I had anything to do with his success is that just sends goosebumps up my arm because I'm thrilled what he's been able to do with his show.
And for our listeners, that's how we got connected. Steven said, you have to meet Joel from Relaunch. So he introduced us.
Yep.
Great.
I remember that.
All right. Well, and now does everybody tell you have like the radio voice?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. And yeah, I get that every now and then. I actually spent a big chunk of the 90s behind the mic in traditional radio. So this is not new for me. I also was in front of the camera on TV on different occasions. And so the broadcasting roots, well, they course pretty deeply through my veins.
Yeah. Well, you can tell, and you definitely know what you're doing. I mean, I love listening to your podcast, so I've subscribed and you're on my phone.
Yay.
So let's dive in, and I want to ask you, the first section I call is commit to win or cut your losses.
Okay.
So in this section, I basically want to know the choices that you had to make before you had to, in fact, you know, move and go for this business. And maybe let's talk about Relaunch. You know, what did you have to commit to yourself to do to have this successful business?
Yeah. Wow. What a great question. And what a great way to frame it up. You know, cut your losses or, you know, make that commitment. And I had Ivan Reisner, or I'm sorry, Dr. Ivan, I forget his last name, Meisner. I interviewed him on my show a couple of weeks ago. He's actually the founder of BNI, which stands for Business Networking International. And gosh, so many people have gone through that program to enlarge their business contacts and database and all that. But what Dr. Meisner told me is he said that a lot of entrepreneurs think passion brings commitment. But Dr. Meisner said, no, Joel, commitment is what brings passion. And, you know, I thought about it and he's absolutely right. Commitment is what brings passion. And so I thought back about some of the things that I was committed to, like, for instance, the Relaunch show, my business, my family, some of the things that I just was, no matter what, committed to. And then I thought, he's right. Ivan's right. That actually brings the passion, and it gives me the want to for, you know, rolling into the studio, even when I'm tired, even when I don't feel like it, and putting together another action-packed value-added show. And I would assume, Stacy, and we don't know each other very well yet, but we will. Well, we will.
Right.
I'm assuming that the same thing holds true for you and for the Roadmap Nation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like that you bring that up, because commitment and passion, I mean, those go hand in hand. You absolutely have to have both, especially when you have to wake up every single day and put on this fantastic, I mean, yes, we say show, but really you're putting on a show for your customers, your audience, no matter what business you're in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well said.
Great. Well, let me ask you, I'm going to ask you a question about looking within. What would you say are your personal strengths that help you make Relaunch so successful?
Without a doubt, I took the StrengthsFinder profile several years ago. And one of my themes, I don't remember all five right off the top of my head, but one of them is activator and another one is achiever. And what an activator does is they are looking to move. They're looking to do something. They're looking to get something accomplished. Now, it may not be the absolute right thing to do, you know, the thing that's been tried and tested and retested and analyzed to death, but the activator is going to go forward anyways based on what he knows. And that's me. I don't necessarily have to have the proven formula that is guaranteed to work. I just need to go. Now, that's me and my personality style. That doesn't make it the right style, or the style that you have to have as an entrepreneur, but it's my style. And that's kind of how I roll. And I do things quickly. I'm quick to take action because I have that strength theme, which also lets me know that I'm quick to get feedback. And the feedback is what tells me, hopefully, that this is the right move. You know, you turn the right direction, keep going, keep going, keep going. Or I turn in the wrong direction. Stop, put it in reverse, change courses, do something differently. Yeah, I'm as human as the next entrepreneur. So it doesn't always work out as perfectly as I just kind of made it sound like it. But that fast action provides fast feedback and also lets me course correct.
Yeah. And if you're like me, I'm quick too. So when you're talking, I'm saying, yep, that's exactly how I am. However, sometimes I'm too quick and I need everything to happen yesterday. So mm-hmm. I do try to slow down a little bit, even though it's just my inner being. It's to be that quick and to work very fast.
Right. That's why you have to surround yourself with the right people.
Yes.
And one of the things that Pay and I talk about a lot, and I'm sure you do as well on Roadmap, is that you have to surround yourself with people that know you, like you, trust you, and that will support you in your dream, but will also be your own devil's advocate, or will also be your devil's advocate. There, I said it right. I think that second time. And by that, I mean, they need to be able to challenge you a little bit. If you're a person that's quick to take action, like you and I seem to be, well, we need that person that is maybe going to question the action before we take it, or that is going to slow us a little bit, or at least force us to catch our breath.
Yeah.
and to breathe deeply. But before we take that action, sometimes it's to save us from something, or to give us time to think it through a little bit more thoroughly. It's not going to change who we are. We're still going to be that person that's quick to take action. But it's a good team member to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
It brings a good quality.
Yeah, great points, definitely. You need those complimentary people. Well, okay, let me talk about the money section. So I call it Money Really Does Matter. And we basically talk about financial mistakes and lessons we've learned in our previous past businesses. So what is one financial lesson that you have learned that you'd be willing to share with us?
A financial lesson that I've learned, and boy, there has been many. You know, when Pei and I, that's my wife of 15 years, when we first got married, that was, I believe, 2001. We were poor. I mean, we were poor, poor, poor. We're talking credit card surfing poor. And what I learned from that financial lesson is that things are going to come back to bite you. And I remember when the credit card surfing came to a halt. And it didn't come to a halt because I wanted it to come to a halt. I was riding that way pretty good, or so I thought. It came to a screeching halt because we were pretty much maxed out on the credit that we could get, or that would be extended to us, I should say, because there was no revenue. And without any revenue coming in, the credit that we had dried up fairly quickly. So I learned that was a very, very bad plan to be on, to live on borrowed time. And since that time, it took a while. This wasn't an overnight cure or antidote. But after a while, we learned that we need to be prudent with our finances, and we need to not overspend, and we need to be in control of you know, what we're doing, our income and our outgo. And, you know, seems obvious, right? But to us newly married kids, you know, way back when, 15 years ago, it wasn't.
Yeah. And I think too, people always assume, you know, when you start making money, that it always just starts to fade away those problems. But the problem is, the more money you make, a lot of times the more money you spend, and you have to have those financial habits in place before you start making a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we live in a world now, us personally, where we're, you know, there's a lot of six-figure and seven-figure earners and more around us. And you're absolutely right. If the discipline is not in place, regardless of what your paycheck is, you're going to spend that and more.
Right.
Unless the discipline is there.
Yeah. Great. Hey guys, let me pause for just a minute and tell you about one of our sponsors, FreshBooks. FreshBooks is the online accounting software that I personally use in my business. And a couple of the things that I use it for is something like invoicing. You can use FreshBooks to create and send invoices in about 30 seconds. There is no formatting, no fuss, just perfectly crafted invoice. And they also have late payment reminders. So when a client forgets to pay you on time, let FreshBooks handle the awkwardness with customizable late payment reminders. All right, now go and check out their 30-day free trial. You do not need a credit card to sign up, and you can just go to freshbooks.com/rescue and then let them know you heard about us on the Business Rescue Roadmap. So check it out. See what I use to help save my business and rescue my life every day. All right, back to the show. Well, let me ask you about marketing. And, you know, you can talk about relaunch, you can talk about just your business in general, but what is something that you have focused on that you really make sure is one of the key lessons in marketing when it comes to your business?
Yeah, that is a great question. One of the mistakes that I think podcasters make, and not just podcasters, but content creators, is that once they get their thing launched, it could be their podcast episode published or their blog article published, that they think, okay, well, it's over. I mean, that's done. I'm on to the next thing. And that's actually not the case. One of the things that we learned, here comes the practical advice, is that when you learn how to repurpose your content, that's when the rubber really meets the road. And that's when you can attract more listeners, more readers, more viewers to your video, and more people opting in to your information. Repurposing content is huge when it comes to marketing, because when you think about it, people on social media like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all the other suspects that we're all familiar with, it's so busy on social media. It's like a revolving door in a crowded mall. And that's how you should think about it, because there's always people coming in. So when you launch something, people can continue to enjoy it. And I think that that was one of the many game changers for us when it came to building up popularity of our show. Is the magic is in the repurpose.
Yeah.
And we have seen that exponentially grow our numbers. I'm up to, I think, episode 345 or 6 with my podcast, which is crazy and cool. But the earlier episodes are, as long as they're still in rotation, are still building up numbers and are still providing value.
Yeah. And, you know, when you talked about repurposing with content, online content marketers, I mean, really, every business should be on Facebook. So you're talking the opportunity to repurpose on Facebook alone or social media platforms will make you just so much less overwhelmed when it comes to tackling social media apps in general. So I'm so glad you brought that up.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Social media is huge. The challenge and the opportunity for the marketer and the content creator is understanding what social media platform their audience hangs out on for the most part, and then being able to drill down on that particular platform. I've been in radio forever. I've kind of said that already. And when Pay and I, my wife, had a radio show together, and it was a live show where we, you know, take callers and all that stuff. And one of the questions that was often asked to us on our show is, you know, Joel, there's so many social media platforms out there, you know, it's overwhelming. You know, what do I do? I'm trying to manage Twitter, and then all of a sudden I'm getting notifications from Facebook, and then, you know, people want to get my attention on LinkedIn and all this. And I can almost hear the frustration in people's voice when they, you know, address those concerns. And my answer usually is pretty much the same for folks calling in with that type of question. What social media platform do I focus on? And the answer is this: focus on one. Figure out where your audience is. Might be Facebook, might be Twitter, might be LinkedIn or others like Pinterest and Instagram, things like that. And just become rock star good at the one platform. Now, people that are selling social media marketing services are probably not going to like that answer.
Right.
But that's the only way you can keep from going crazy with, you know, all of the flags and the bells and the whistles and the sounds and the things that happen when, you know, people comment on your content. Start with one, become rock star good at it, and then you can grow to include the second platform, the third platform, and so on. And then your business will probably justify you hiring out to maybe a social media manager at that time.
Yeah, I could not agree more with exactly the order of those steps. I think that's great. Mm-hmm. So thanks. Let me ask you, Joel, how do you define work-life balance, and does it exist? I mean, do you believe that there really is such a thing as work-life balance?
Sure. Boy, that's a great question. And I actually talk about this in the Finding Your Voice book. And that book has done really, really well. It was number one on Amazon. I think you mentioned that earlier. Thank you. And that book was so much fun to put together. And in that book, I talk about seasons. And I'm not going to really talk about work-life balance because I think that's subject to interpretation. And a lot of people have different viewpoints on, does that exist? Doesn't it exist? What do you do to achieve it and things of that nature? But what I talk about in the Finding Your Voice book is the concept of seasons. And when I was a little kid, I grew up on a farm in Central Texas, and I was too young to do any of the farming duties at that time. But one of the things that my grandfather and his brother, my uncle, were masters at is submitting to the season. And they knew, because they were good farmers, they knew when they needed to plant, when they needed to nurture, when they needed to harvest, and also when they needed to rest. And you know what? It's funny, but it happened over and over and over again. plant, nourish, harvest, rest, happened over and over again. And they figured that out really quickly, that if they want to get the bumper crop that's available for them, they need to participate fully in those seasons. That's the key. Participate fully in those seasons. Now, if they tried to rearrange the seasons, maybe if they tried to plant when it was time to harvest, or maybe they tried to rest when it was time to nourish, well, you don't have to be a farmer to know that that would have ended up in very mixed results. But luckily for me and for them at the time, they didn't. They chose to fully be engaged in their season. And I told that story on a conference call that I was leading, and I don't know, there's about 12, 15 people in this call. And I opened up the phones for live Q&A after I told that story. And the very first person on the phone, she was a woman in her 50s. And through the sobs and the tears, she told me that, you know, Joe, that's the first time I've ever heard that story. You know, and for pretty much all of my life, her life, I had done what I thought I was supposed to do, what I was told to do. And that was to keep my head down and to keep marching forward like a good little soldier.
Right,
of course. Well, we were all taught that, and to really not ignore, or I'm sorry, to ignore or to not pay attention to the things that are affecting our lives. You know, the loss of someone, the addition of someone, you know, maybe a challenge or a crisis that we're going through. We've all learned that. Well, that doesn't matter. Let's show how strong you are and keep moving forward. And Cindy, her first name is Cindy. She said, you know, Joel, that was empowering for me to realize that, oh my gosh, I can actually participate in this season that God has me in. Cindy was recovering from cancer. And Cindy had denied herself the recovery of her season. And she was trying to, you know, be that good little soldier, you know, make mom and dad proud.
Yeah.
And you know what? You've already figured it out. That was impossible for her. But she kept trying until she heard that little story that I just told you and the Roadmap Nation. And all of a sudden she was free.
Yeah, what a great analogy to help people understand. I love the phrase seasons. I think that's amazing how you say it. And now I know you're meaning this figuratively, but I feel like my seasons, literally, I'm the same way. Like, I want to make sure my summers, I'm from Wisconsin, so we have very short time frame of it being nice out. So I will work really, really hard right up until that so that I can make sure I enjoy that time with my family over summer. So I know your seasons aren't meaning literal seasons, but I feel like I'm doing the same thing that we were talking about. I have kind of set those seasons aside for when I want to work really hard and then when I want to relax and make sure I'm taking time for myself too.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's nothing wrong with working really hard.
Yeah.
Because if you're in a season of planting,
yep.
Planting your business, planting yep. your family, planting a movement. If you're in that season, cool. I'm all for that. Lean into it. Fully get engaged in it and plant like crazy if that's the season that you're in. But if you're in a season of recovery, like Cindy was,
right?
You know, allow yourself to lay into that one as well. And that's exactly what she eventually did. And you know what? It was curative for her.
Great. Well, let me ask you, I really want to get your pick your brain about employees and teams and outsourcing, delegating. You know, okay. I'm not sure your infrastructure in your teams, but can you let me know something that you feel that you've mastered when it comes to delegating or outsourcing in your company?
Well, what I've mastered, boy, that's funny. Yeah. You know what? I haven't. It's all trial and error and error and error, like for every entrepreneur under the sun. Nobody's got it figured out. Okay. However, we are all working and we're all getting better. you know, the season next year will be better than the season this year. We delegate out as much as we can to a virtual team. And the way we've made it work, and we're not masters at this, but the way we've made it work is we know exactly what we want. And then we videotape exactly the steps, procedure, and process that we go through. So that people can, whoever we're delegating to, can watch our instructions over and over and over again until they have it right. And when you're delegating with a team that's overseas, like we do, for instance, using labor in the Philippines, their English, Anne's English is really good, but she might miss a few things in interpretation. So what we do, and the suggestion that I would make to the Roadmap Nation, is to make sure you get everything not just on paper, like written in an email, but also on video, so that there's no possibility for misinterpretation, and people can go back and review the audio and video notes until they have it mastered down. That right there has been huge for us to have in our library little video modules that our team can refer to.
Yeah, and now that you say that, I've been communicating with Anne from your team, and I would never have known that she wasn't here from the United States. So yeah, that's great. I as well have virtual assistants in the Philippines, and I've been very happy with my experience. So as long as you can find, you know, you really take time in that interview process, there are definitely great people out there for sure.
The thing with that is, and you may have learned this or may not, hopefully you haven't, but you want to be crystal clear, specific with your overseas labor on how you want them to help you. You may have learned this, but what I sure did, and that is to not delegate your own creativity.
Yep.
Because that doesn't work.
Right.
And while in the States, you might be able to say to someone, you know, use your best judgment, you know, use your creativity, think outside the box, things of that nature. I've learned through trial and error that those phrases don't necessarily communicate overseas.
Right. You have to be very clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Well, great tip. Because I've talked about virtual freedom and onlinejobs.ph. So I'm glad that you brought that up, because it's just another person showing their experience. Hmm. Great. Well, let me ask you, what do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur?
Sure. Now that is an easy one. And actually I'm doing okay on time. If we've got a few more minutes in the show, so I am good. I appreciate you watching the time for me though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I enjoy the freedom and the flexibility, but I miss the structure. And by this, I mean the ability to go out and, you know, get a cup of coffee during the day. Is the freedom that I love. I'm actually, my wife and I, we just lost one of our golden retrievers a week ago. And unfortunately, we had to put him down. He was fighting cancer for a year.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And well, he won that fight. He's no longer suffering from cancer or anything for that matter. So we're happy that he's in a better place. But you know what? We're still grieving in this house. And we're spending a lot of time with each other, my wife and I, and also with our other dog, his brother. And I had the opportunity to just load him up in my SUV and go get some coffee and, you know, run an errand or two. And I couldn't have done that if I was punching the clock somewhere.
Right.
So I really appreciate the flexibility that I was able to do it. The structure part, that's tough for me. And it continues to be. So the way we do it, because I work at the best in a structured environment, is to either have a coach help you with structure, maybe design it even for you, or to lean on your number two, if you have a number two. And thankfully, I do. Not everyone does. That's okay. Just find a coach, you know, work with someone, you know, Stacy or Steven or some of the other coaches that are out there that can help you develop that structure and could hold you accountable.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big believer in coaches, so I'm glad that you mentioned that. Well, before we go, where can my listeners find more about you? Can you just give us, whether it's social media or your show, where can they find you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Really appreciate you asking. I'll give you two URLs here. The easiest one to remember is relaunchshow.com. That is where we put all of our interviews, and I get to interview you next week, so I'm excited about that.
Yes, me too.
That'll be on relaunchshow.com. All of our resources are there as well. And if your listeners are like mine and they listen through their iPhone, and about 70% of the listening population, that's the latest statistics I heard, anyways, listens through their smartphone, iPhone or smartphone, you can enter this URL in your Safari browser, relaunchshow.com/ITC, and it will poof like magic, open up the podcast app right there on the iPhone. Pretty nifty.
Cool. Excellent. Well, I will put all those links in my show notes for them as well. All right. Well, Joel, thank you for being here. It has been a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to our another interview next week.
It'll be fun. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, before you go, I want to ask you, do you love listening to the Business Rescue Roadmap? Would you like to work with me one-on-one? If so, go to stacytushel.com/coaching. For a limited time, I have a few spots each week. I take on less than one client every day where I help you save your business and rescue your life, and I help you design your own personal business rescue roadmap. I hope you check it out, stacytushel.com/coaching.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.